Dex Sikoski to follow. Here in the second day slash night of this Northwoods League season, your 31 underway. The 2-2 delivery from Scott. Bounced in the dirt, he got him to go around. Full swing, Matthews up with it on the drop third. He'll throw to Schaefer at first in time. It's the third strikeout for Scott, two up, two down. Here in the top of the second. It'll bring up the Rafters selected up here in the press box. The beer batter for today, the lone lefty in the order for Douglas Coe. The second baseman, Drew Prosek. The infielder from Gulf Coast State College hit seventh as well yesterday. Got two plate appearances in the seventh. The only Doc Spider to do so when they played at five and made it a 7-7 ball game against these Rafters. First pitch to him, cut on and missed. Was the leadoff man in that seventh, reached via a hit by pitch, also drew a walk in the fourth. So found himself on multiple times against the Rafter pitching staff yesterday. The Rafters walked 10 and struck out 8 as a unit, still found a way to win that ball game. The 0-1 misses out in the right-handed batter's box. Count evens 1-1, and I say that because it's a real tip to the cap to this offensive unit as well, having multiple three-run innings, coming back in the fourth and seventh, the Trotter Boston's clutch single in the eighth as well. The team scrapped and found a way to win. 1-1, hit softly over to first base. It's Grayson Schaefer to glove it, and he'll take it to the bag himself, three unassisted to retire the side. A 1-2-3 inning for Brandon Scott. He's retired the last six batters he's faced after a leadoff walk in the top of the first. Score remains nothing-nothing. 5-6-7, due up in the bottom half of the second. It's Basurto, it's Brody, and it's Schaefer here for Rafters Baseball on WFHR, locally grown radio, listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we...
Aww.
What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know.
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Nomar Basurto, the five-hitter for the Rafters, the left-handed hitting DH here on opening night to step in to lead off this bottom half of the second inning. Andy Ockham with you here on WFHR, your official radio home of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters all season long. Catch all 72 games, whether here at Witter Field or when the team hits the road Great Lakes West Division. First pitch to Basurto from the left-hander. Jacob Bossy on the Doc Spider side is in there for a called strike. Basurto, the redshirt sophomore from Luna College, Tucson, Arizona native. Talked about a little bit of his stats yesterday in terms of his season, but was the opening day left fielder for the Rafters at Hare Baker Field as the 0-1 misses well outside and gets to the backstop, makes it 1-1. Walked twice, scored in the fourth. Came across on that Matt Brandt two-run single with two outs that made it a 2-1 ball game at the time. Had an odd two-run sack fly in the seventh. Part of those three runs brought across as the 1-1 misses outside. It is now 2-1 on the Rafters DH this evening. As we look across the league, Madison, an 8-0 lead on the Eau Claire Express in the bottom of the fifth in Madison. Cut and a miss on the 2-1 to Basurto. Count evens 2-2. Waterloo hosting the Wilmer Stingers. That's 3-0 in the top of the second. Bismarck Larks, the St. Cloud Rocks, 3-1 Rocks, bottom two. We'll be updating the scores across the league throughout the evening. 2-2 to Basurto misses inside. He's worked the count full. Thunder Bay Border Cats lead the Rochester Honkers early, 1-0, bottom two. Scoreless in Green Bay. Obviously, our game here at Witter Field. The Badlands Big Sticks, their second game as an organization, 0-0. Just getting underway against the Duluth Huskies at home as the 3-2 misses up and out. Basurto draws a 6-pitch walk to lead off this bottom of the second inning. Shorter University's Alex Brody listed as a catcher, but gets his second straight start in right field for the Rafters. Continue to talk about his incredible diving play that he made in the first inning to turn two. On the defensive end, we'll see if he can sparkle again out in the nine position here in game two. Basurto a couple steps off first, being held on by Taylor. Bossy set, first pitch to Brody. That's in there for a called strike on the inside corner. Brody also had a base hit in the sixth inning yesterday for the Rafters. See, Rafters rocking their white jersey tops, black sleeves, and the black pants. Love the sick home look that we get to see very often this season. And a pickoff move to check in on Basurto from Bossy prior to the 0-1. Talk about it as well. You can tune into Rafters baseball, whether at home or on the road all season long on WFHR, but you're probably going to want to come out to a few Rafters games or two if you're from out of town. And got a great place for you to stay as the 0-1 misses out on Brody to make it a 1-1 count. Our friends over at Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, they offer a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools. Free home-style breakfast and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your dog. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Brody swings right through that 1-1. It's now 1-2 on the Rapids right fielder here this evening. Schaefer on deck, Brandt to follow. A couple steps off first, remains Basurto, a healthy lead. Bossy gives him a couple looks, six on the pitch clock, the 1-2. Down in the dirt, Brody chases. Down on strikes, it's the second punch out for Bossy, and it's the first out recorded here in the bottom half of the second. It'll bring up Grayson Schaefer, the 6'4 junior out of BYU. The Boise, Idaho native hit cleanup and played first yesterday at Fondy, so gets moved down a few spots in the order here. Had a sack fly in the seventh inning. Bossy looks into the catcher, Sikorski. Plenty of time on the pitch clock to work. 12 as it continues to count down. The first pitch to Schaefer. Swing and a miss. We continue to look across the league. Top four. The Kokomo Jackrabbits hosting the Lakeshore Chinook. 7-0 the score. Lakeshore doesn't even have a hit yet. Kokomo's got 7 runs on 7 hits. Bossy set the 0-1. Going to get a pickoff move again from the southpaw. Always tough for Basurto when all those base runners with the lefty on the hill. Got to be careful. Lefty can master the best possible pickoff move to first. Looking in Minnesota as well. The La Crosse Loggers taking a visit to take on the Mankato Moondogs. 0-0 there in the bottom of the third. The 0-1. That one misses downstairs. 1-1 the count. Royal Oak Leprechauns played their second game as a franchise today. They're now 0-2. Kenosha Kingfish getting them 4-3 at their home ballpark. High-scoring game as well in Battle Creek and a battle between two Michigan teams in the Northwoods League. 1-1 misses upstairs. 2-1 now on Schaefer. Traverse City taking on the Battle Jacks 9-5. Both teams move to 1-1 on the season. Kalamazoo gets another home win. The lone Illinois team in the Northwoods League coming to visit the Growlers 5-4 over the Rockford Rivets. Between the Great Plains West, the Great Plains East, the division you need to care about the most, the Great Lakes West. The 2-1 swung on and missed. Great Lakes West. Try saying that 10 times fast. The Great Lakes East as well. Couple of opponents for the Rafters this year coming out of the Great Lakes East Division. Kalamazoo will come here. We'll also go there. Same to be said for Battle Creek. The 2-2 to Schaefer popped up on the infield. Drifting out to shallow right, the second baseman Prosek calling everyone off, battling the sun. Drew will make the grab for the second out of the inning. Also want to look at the Great Plains East. Couple trips to La Crosse this year, and La Crosse will come here as well. The Minnesota Mud Puppies, the 36-game traveling team in the Northwoods League. They'll come play two here at Witter Field in August. We mentioned the Waterloo Bucks, the next opponent coming into town tomorrow night. Two will be played here against the Bucks. Two will be played out in Iowa. Caserdo stands on first after his leadoff six-pitch walk. See what Matt Brandt has cooking. Here's the right-handed hitting third baseman takes ball one downstairs. Brandt, that two-run single to get the Raptors on the board in that three-run top of the fourth. Other than that, a trio of strikeouts to be had for the Howard College product. 1-0 pitch. That one's hit in the hole to left field. It's through for a base hit. A base knock for Brandt with two down, his second hit of the year, and it's also come with two down in the frame. Caserdo to second. Two on base for the Raptors for their nine-hitter. Tyler McClanahan making his first trip to the plate as a Raptor. And for McClanahan, joining the team today, 6'4 freshman from Alabama State, teammates with the new Raptor shortstop, Kyler McIntosh. An Orlando, Florida native is McClanahan, played in 17 games for the Alabama State Hornets, starting in six of them in the 2024 campaign. The left-hander Bossy out on the mound for the Dock Spiders, dealing with some traffic here with two down in the bottom of the second, a nothing-nothing ball game. First pitch to the left-handed hitting, McClanahan misses inside. McClanahan, a 143 hitter, 429 OPS, drove in two runs, had a double. His lone multi-hit game of his freshman season came against Southern University back on March 9th. It was 2-for-5 with two runs, a double, and a 9-1 Alabama State win. Bossy set the 1-0. Swing and a miss by McClanahan. Prior to his time at Alabama State, some high school ball at Olympia High School under Coach Mike McDaniel. It was a first-team All-Metro selection. In high school, lettered not only in baseball, but in basketball and football as well. McClanahan's got a couple runners on with two down in the second. His first plate appearance as a Raptor, the 1-1. This one cracked in the air and hit well to right field. Coming in on it, shoot, diving. He's unable to make the grab. Caserdo getting waved around from third. He's going to come in to score. Ball's dribbled and lost in the outfield. Brandt was waved around at first, but given the stop sign, that's where he'll stay. The Raptors lead it 1-0. Tyler McClanahan will wait to see how it's scored. It may or may not have touched Shue's glove. He's aboard on first base nonetheless, and it's a 1-0 Raptors lead. It's an interesting score to make there. And it will be put as an RBI single. Welcome to Rapids, Tyler McClanahan. He flips the car to the top of the order, putting runners on the corners for the leadoff man, Miles Vandenhoevel. First to third for Brandt. The ball was lost in the outfield. Prosek was out there as well with Shue. Was wondering if Brandt was going to keep continuing to get the green light to go home, but a last-minute stop sign thrown up over at third base. Miles Vandenhoevel walked on five pitches an inning ago. Had a couple knocks yesterday on opening day. We'll see what he can do with this opportunity here. Prior to the first pitch, though, a pickoff move to check in on McClanahan at first. Caserdo, as a first baseman slash outfielder and now the DH today, was hauling it around the base paths to score the first run of the game this evening. Boston on deck, McIntosh to follow. We get back to the top of the Raptor order for the second time around. First pitch to Vandenhoevel has popped foul and out of play. I'm telling you, Raptor fans up here in press row, myself and the TV voice of the Raptors, Colin Kapoor, we are in prime real estate for a foul ball. There is no netting protecting us up here. Going to be baseball ready and might have an opportunity to make a grab here. A run on two hits now as a pickoff move again on McClanahan. Both knocks coming in this inning and both coming in the last two batters sent to the plate. The 8-9 spots. How about this, Raptor fans? Continuing the theme of two-out clutch hitting. Brandt kept the inning moving along and McClanahan capitalizes with the runner out in scoring position. Bossy's 0-1. Tapped foul back behind the plate by Vandenhoevel. He's in the hole here, nothing in two. When we get to the top of the third, 8-9-1. Due up for the Dock Spiders. The catcher, Sikoski, the right fielder, Shue, and back to the top of the order with the center fielder, Johnson. Bossy taking a peer over at first. Get the sign from Sikoski coming set with 12 on the pitch clock. The 0-2 delivery to Miles Vandenhoevel. This one is hit foul down the right field line. Heads up, youth, out in the bounce houses. That one just clears them. Count remains nothing and two on the Raptor center fielder, Vandenhoevel. Hoop. similar to Grayson Schaefer, Vandenhoevel, also a native of Boise, Idaho, played in 46 games at Eastern Arizona, junior college level this past year. The 0-2 to Vandenhoevel, breaking ball, swung on and missed. This one gets through the wickets of Sikoski. It's a drop third, throw down to first, not in time. Good hustle from Vandenhoevel on a drop third strike. Branson to score. 2-0 Rafters here in the bottom of the second. Coming with two outs again. Vandenhoevel finds himself on base. Obviously not the way he wanted to get on via the punch out, but some good hustle here. Keeps the line moving. 2-0 to score. And with two on, to bring up the two-hitter, Trotter Boston. Boston grounded out back to the pitcher, Bosty, an inning ago. Has an opportunity with the runner in scoring position here. No action in either bullpen. We saw each starter go minimal three innings yesterday. First pitch to Boston, swinging away, golfs this one in the air, shallow left center. Converging on it, it's the left fielder Parker Knoll to call off Johnson and the shortstop Berrigan to make the grab and retire the side. Some more two-out work for the Rafters at the plate. They score twice on an RBI single from Tyler McClanahan and a drop third strike hustled out by Miles Vandenhoevel to bring Matt Brandt home. 2-0 the score. We're through two. 8-9-1 do it for the Dock Spiders in the top half of the third inning. You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top three here at historic Witterfield. Andy Ockham back with Rafters baseball on the air on WFHR, locally grown radio. 2-0 our score. The Rafters putting two up with two outs in the last half inning, thanks to an RBI single and his first at bat as a Rafter for Tyler McClanahan, and good hustle from Miles Vandenhoevel on a drop third strike that allowed Matt Brandt to come in to score. Brandon Scott, the left-hander, back out to work. He gets the 8-9-1 spot to the Dock Spiders order in this frame. First pitch to the catcher, Kate Sikoski. It's a good breaking ball right down the chute. Taken for strike one. It'll be Shu on deck, getting his first plate appearance of the 2024 Northwoods League season before the center fielder, Kelson Johnson, steps back in the top of the order. Another breaking ball from Scott, just missing outside. Count evens 1-1 on Sikoski. Yesterday for Sikoski, struck out twice, also hit in the eighth spot just like tonight, walked in the seventh, came in to score. One of the five runs were plated for the Dock Spiders. 1-1 from Scott. It's a fastball that misses low and inside. Sikoski, hailing from Fairmont State, in three seasons there, a career 192 hitter, 10 RBIs, has not hit a long ball yet in collegiate play. It's the 2-1, cracked in the air, center field. Vandenhoevel, a good beat on it. He'll coast over to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Bring up Nicholas Shu. Stop me if you've heard this before, fans, but another Dock Spider coming from the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh. A lot of local products for Douglas Coe's group. They've had great careers, both at the Division III level, playing in the WIAC Conference, and here at Fond du Lac. Shu, an over 400 hitter this past season for the Titans at UW Oshkosh. From the right side, Scott's first pitch to him misses out for a ball. Four homers, 30 RBIs, an exact .417 hitter with Shu. Just 11 strikeouts and 127 at-bats. Do the math at home, that's an 8.6 strikeout percentage. Had the best batting average on his collegiate squad. Gurney, Illinois native from the Chicagoland area, is the off-speed delivery on the 1-0 pitch from Scott is in there for a called strike. Not only was he the best hitter in terms of batting average on his team this year at Oshkosh, had the second-best batting average in all of the WIAC. Just sneaking into the top 10 in the OPS category at 10. So the 1-1 miss is down and out. Now 2-1 on Shu, top of the order with Johnson on deck. For the Rafters, when we get to the bottom half of the third, 3-4-5, the meat and potatoes of the Rafters order, Kyler McIntosh, Jack Maffey, and then Nomar Basurto as the 2-1 misses up and in for ball three. Trying to judge how long the starters will go in this one. Mentioned that Fond du Lac's opening day starter, David Dean, the left-hander, threw 37 pitches in just three innings yesterday. 3-1, misses outside. Couple balls off the plate for ball four, a five-pitch walk for Shu, putting a runner on with one out here in the first. Kelson Johnson led the ball game off with a six-pitch walk in the first. Brandon Scott then settled in nicely with back-to-back punchouts of Perilli and Berrigan before getting Parker Knoll, the cleanup man, to hit to a 4-6 fielder's choice to retire the side. Scott set, hands right above the belt buckle. First pitch showing bunt is Johnson pulling away as that one misses for a ball. Perilli on deck, Berrigan to follow. First of four straight home games here at Witterfield this week, all with the same start time, 6:35 first pitch. We'll try to get on for a brief pregame show on WFHR around 6:20, 6:25. If you want to tune in to hear the recap of the previous night's action and then breaking down the starting pitchers and starting lineups for that evening's ball game as the 1-0 misses for ball two on Kelson Johnson. Johnson played right field yesterday, now the center fielder for Fond du Lac on the road, their first road contest of the season. 2-0 misses down and in, a nice stop by Maffey. 3-0 the count now on Fondy's leadoff man in their order. We'll see what the call is after Scott this evening. As mentioned, everyone but Krusenberry, Honeyman, and Bowles should be available on the Rafters staff as the 3-0 misses up and into Johnson, a four-pitch walk issued by Brandon Scott. Now we'll have a quick conference between Maffey and Scott. Got the leadoff man Sikoski to fly out to the center fielder Vandenhoevel, but has since walked back-to-back hitters on nine pitches. Quentin Perilli will get a chance here after going down looking against Scott in the first. Perilli yesterday in the two spot. Got the first hit of the ball game, drove in the first run as well with two outs in the bottom of the third, a triple to the right center gap. Also had an RBI single in that five-run seventh inning. Walked twice in the first and eighth innings. Only at bat where he wasn't productive via getting on base or driving in a run came in the fifth when he popped out to the shortstop Trotter Boston. Mound meeting adjourned. It's Shu out on second, Johnson on first. Nobody holding on Johnson. Rafters middle infield not working in on Shu either. Worried about the man at the dish right now. First pitch to Perilli, misses down and out. Brandon Scott's just a pitch away from getting the Rafters back into the dugout. The inning-ending double play ball on the ground, remaining intact after back-to-back walks. A ball and no strikes the count. The delivery from Scott misses low as well for ball two. Talking about oddities in yesterday's ball game, we saw a fantastic diving play out in left made by Parker Knoll. Looked like a belly flop. He got serious hang time. Ended up being a sack fly for the Rafters. And prolonging that inning, a three-run inning it was, as the 2-0 breaking ball from the left-hander Scott misses up and out in the left-handed batter's box. Well ahead in the driver's seat is Perilli here with a 3-0 count. Drew Berrigan and Parker Knoll, the 3-4 spots in the Fond du Lac order, are waiting in the wings and licking their chops, potentially having the bases loaded with just one out. The 3-0 pitch misses outside for ball four. Shu to third, Johnson on second. Perilli now on first base. It'll bring up Drew Berrigan with the bags juiced. Berrigan struck out swinging back in the first. Scott looking to get out of the traffic on the base paths. That double play ball on the ground remaining intact here. First pitch to Berrigan, misses inside. Looking down the left field line to the Rafters pen, seeing if any bodies are up and moving. Parker Knoll, Jake Serrain to follow. Scott, a deep breath. The 1-0. That one misses outside for ball two. I have to imagine the red light is on for Berrigan as now we'll see Mike Spears make the walk out to the mound. With his backstop, Maffey, the infield will not be a part of this conference. Want to shout out the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. They welcome you to invite and explore, reconnect, and relax here in the Rafters. The Rapids area, I should say. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Explore, reconnect, and relax here in the Rapids area. For more info, visit wisrapids.com. Scott back on the hill following that meeting with first-year pitching coach of the Rafters, Mike Spears. Scott's got 15 on the pitch clock with the bags juice and a 2-0 count on the three-hitter Berrigan. He's set. He's got his selection. Here it comes. Down the inside corner for a called strike. Some action in the Rafters pen now. One of the right-handed relievers. Looks to be Cannon Restein. He's getting loose. 2-1. Cut on and missed by Berrigan. Scott's worked back to even this count at 2-2. See what he goes to here, 2-2. On this potential put-away pitch for the left-hander. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Went off speed, did Scott. Two down now in the frame. To bring up the left fielder, Parker Knoll. For Knoll, a 4-6 fielder's choice to retire the side back in the first. He's got two ducks on the pond, though, a chance to tie this 2-0 ball game with a base hit here. First pitch to him misses up and out. Berrigan has now struck out twice in this one, had a couple punch-outs, both in his first two at-bats as well on opening day yesterday. Head in the driver's seat right now is Knoll. We'll see what he's sitting on here from Scott. The 1-0 delivery, that one's there on the inner third, and it's called a strike. Serrain on deck, Taylor to follow. If either one are able to get to the plate here, Dock Spiders will at least have one run on the board. Following a two-run bottom of the second from the Rafters, both runs coming with two outs. 1-1, just missing inside to Knoll. It's now 2-1. At goose eggs between the two left-handers, the top of the first, bottom of the first, top of the second, for the Rafters breaking the scoreless tie. Once again, 3-4-5 due up for Wisconsin Rapids in the bottom half of this frame. It's the shortstop McIntosh, the catcher Maffey, and the DH Becerto. 2-1, breaking ball misses low and inside. It's 3-1, bases full of Dock Spiders. There's nowhere to put the left fielder Knoll. You know he's sitting middle here looking for a fastball. Scott set, gets the sign from Maffey with three on the pitch clock. Here it comes. That one misses downstairs for ball four. Five pitch walk drawn by Knoll. Shu will touch home plate. Johnson to third, Perilli to second. It is a 2-1 ball game for the five hitter Jake Serrain. Serrain, the seventh Dock Spider to step into the batter's box here in this top half of the third inning. First pitch from Scott to him. Goes breaking ball, working out to middle, and it's called a strike. Love those breaking balls and the action from the left-hander when he's able to work it from the outside corner right back to the heart of the plate. Begins here, ahead nothing and one. 0-1 pitch, cut and a miss. Worked up and out with that heater. It's 0-2. Serain led off the second inning with a flyout to the Alabama State product. First game is a Raptor for Tyler McClanahan. McClanahan drove in the first run of this ballgame in his first ever at-bat in Wisconsin Rapids. Scott's 0-2. This one taps softly up the middle. Boston comes over the second base bag. He will flip it underhand and in time to the shortstop Boston to retire the side. One run put up here in the top of the third from the Dock Spiders. A handful of walks distributed. Raptors remain up 2-1. We head to the bottom of the third from historic Witterfield. You're listening to Raptors baseball here on WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
New batter into the box for the Raptors to lead off this bottom half of the third inning. Raptor fans, welcome back to historic Witterfield. Game 2 of 72 in this 2024 Northwoods League season. Game 1 of 36 here at home. Andy Yochum with you, and Mason Onati will step into the box to lead off this frame in the 3 spot. He's in for Kyler McIntosh, who was making his Raptors debut. Took his first at-bat, but looking at that 4-6 fielder's choice to end the inning, it was not Trotter Boston to field it at second as the first pitch to Onati is called a strike. Onati came in to play second. Boston moves from second to short. It's the same middle infield pairing as what we had yesterday on opening day. 0-1 the count after a first pitch on the outside corner. The 0-1 delivery bounced in there by Bossy. Count evens 1-1. So it's Onati, Matthew Basurto, lefty-righty-lefty now in this bottom half of the third inning. Onati hit ninth while playing second base on opening day yesterday as the 1-1 pitch hit hard foul down the first base line. It is now 1-2. Onati, an infield single with two down in the eighth that led to getting the card back to the top. Vandenhoevel a base hit, and then Trotter Boston, that go-ahead RBI single. The eventual ending score at 8-7 for a Raptors victory. The 1-2 to Onati. This is way outside. Count evens 2-2. Onati, a two-lane product. Getting his first reps here in the Northwoods League this season. The 2-2 from Bossy. This is outside on a fastball. Elevated as well. Onati's worked the count full. Onati trying to get himself on to lead off this frame. The 4-5-6 spots to follow. Bossy's 3-2 to the second baseman. Misses up and out for ball four. A fantastic plate appearance by Mason Onati. Coming in the game off the bench to play some defense. Now he's aboard with a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the third. It'll be Jack Matthey, the Copley, Ohio native, and the catcher for the Raptors to step in. Grounded out. 4-3 put out over to the second baseman, Prosek, to end the first inning. He's 0-1 today. A first pickoff attempt prior to the first delivery to Matthey. Basurto on deck, Brody to follow. Now, home plate umpire calling time as well. 4-6 fielder's choice ended the first and now third innings as well. Another pickoff move to check in on the speedy Onati. Matthew's still waiting for the first delivery of this plate appearance. 6-7-8 due up for the Dock Spiders when we get to the top half of the fourth. Righty-lefty, righty, Taylor, Prosek, Sikoski. Now the first pitch to Matthew, it misses upstairs. 1-0 the count on Matthew, who reached four times yesterday. Bossy set. Couple looks back at the runner. Onati takes off. This one misses out. Should say called in there for a strike. Throw down to second. Not in time. So the count evens 1-1 on Matthew. Onati steals second after drawing a leadoff walk, entering the ballgame in the top half of this frame to play some defense. An impact out on the base path so far as well. Matthew sits with a 1-1 count. Runner out in scoring position for the power hitting catcher. Bossy's 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Count 1-2 on Jack Matthew. The Ohio Dominican backstop. Looking to produce here, trying to collect the third hit of the ballgame for the Raptors. Bossy's two-strike delivery misses outside. A run on no hits and an error for the Dock Spiders. Brandon Scott distributing four walks in the top half of this frame to bring in the first run for the visitors here this evening. Two runs on two hits and no errors for the Raptors. Both runs coming in the bottom half of the second inning, both with two outs, just like four of the eight were produced in yesterday's contest. The 2-2. In and out of the glove of the catcher, Sikoski misses up and out. It is now full. Right-hander up and throwing down the line for the Raptors. Could sense after Scott was losing his control in the third that his time in this ballgame would be coming to an end in his first start with the Raptors here in the 2024 season. Pitch number 54 from Bossy. It's a full count delivery to Matthew. Three on the pitch clock. Here it comes. It misses upstairs for ball four. Matthew drawing a six-pitch walk just like Mason Onati did. One plate appearance before, and that'll be all. Douglas Coe. Out of the dugout, making a motion to the bullpen. We'll get a pitching change here at Witterfield. A right-hander coming in for the Dock Spiders. Got two on via leadoff walk from Onati, and now one from Matthew. 2-1 the score for Raptors baseball. We'll be back here in just a quick minute on WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big...
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action."
At CBD American Shaman,
Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. He was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most...
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Andy Ockham back here with you from historic Winterfield. A pitching change for the Dock Spiders. Right-hander Zach Silfies from Elizabethtown College. The redshirt senior from Palmerton, Pennsylvania, will make his first appearance of the 2024 Northwoods League season. He gets the 5-6-7 spots in the Rafters order in a 2-1 ball game. Omar Biserto, the left-handed hitting DH, will step in to face Silfies for the first time. Mason Onati's out on second after drawing a 6-pitch walk to begin this frame. Jack Matthew, the cleanup hitter and backstop for the Rafters, is on first base after doing the exact same thing one plate appearance later. Right now, the line for Bossy reads as follows. Wasn't able to record an out here in the third. He goes 2+. 54 pitches, 2 hits allowed, 2 runs, 1 earned. He's on the hook for the 2 runners out on the base paths right now, walking 4, punching out 3. We'll obviously see then if Kirk Schreider and his coaching staff responds with a corresponding move to the bullpen of their own in the top half of the fourth. Brandon Scott's been through 3 innings so far for the Rafters. 62 pitches, no hits. He has allowed a run, though, walking 5 and punching out 4. The walks were a problem for the Rafters yesterday. The staff walked 10 and punched out 8 in the opening day victory. It'll be something to keep an eye on with the Waterloo Bucks coming into town tomorrow night. Third baseman, Serain is in for Biserto. Power hitting designated hitter from Luna Community College. First pitch breaking ball, speared on the ground over to second. Prosek fields cleanly to second one. Over to first in time. Prosek to Berrigan to Taylor, a 4-6-3 twin killing. Moving to third is Onati. There's now 2 down in this bottom half of the third inning for the right fielder, Alex Brody. Matthew out on the base paths. It's up to Alex Brody. Brody struck out swinging an inning ago. The shorter university product getting his second straight start in right field. First pitch from Silfies to him. And there for a called strike on an off-speed delivery. Looking across the Northwoods League, still remains a huge Madison lead at home against Eau Claire, 8-1. Waterloo and Wilmer are tied at the home of the Bucks, 3-3. St. Cloud over Bismarck on the road, top 5. It is 3-1 Rocks over the Larks. Back to the breaking ball from Silfies. That one misses for a ball. Thunder Bay Border Cats lead the Rochester Honkers in the top of the fourth. 4-1 the score there. Count 1-1 on Brody. Silfie's next delivery. This one, high chopper on the ground over to second. That one gets under the glove of Prosek and into right field. Onati's in to score. Brody's aboard on first. Once again, we'll have to see how it's scored. But either way, Rafters get back to a 2-run lead. 3-1 the score. How about that? Another run coming across with 2 outs in the inning. With Brody on first, we're at the bottom third of the order now with the right-handed hitting first baseman Grayson Schaefer. Schaefer, a pop out to the second baseman Prosek an inning ago. Couple steps off first is Brody. Silfies first delivery. Goes off speed, it's in there on the outer third for a called strike. The right-hander Silfies is working on the third base side of the rubber. Right on the right center field scoreboard here at Winterfield, it's scoring as an error. But it doesn't matter either way. Rafters get another run across. Silfies goes fastball and it misses here for a ball to even up the count 1-1. Not sure if it touched the glove of Prosek. That's obviously the big deciding factor at the end of the day. We'll get the official scoring figured out and let you folks know when it's made available. Brody takes off. It's a 1-1 breaking ball. No throw down to second. Brody slides in feet first safely, and it was called a ball low on Schaefer. So the Rafter first baseman in the driver's seat here with a 2-1 count. And has a runner out in scoring position 180 feet away. They're going to call it an E4. Final decision made for Brody as the 2-1 misses down. 3-1 on Schaefer. Perfect hitter's count for number 58 of the Rafters. So Nadi scores the third run of the ballgame for the Rafters. They now have three runs on two hits and no errors, a run on no hits, and now two errors on the Fondi side. And a disengagement here from the right-hander, Silfies, peering over at the Rafter right fielder on second, being Alex Brody. Brandt on deck, McClanahan to follow with two down here in the third. The 3-1 pitch. That one's right over the heart of the plate. Schaefer watches it go by for strike two. Following tonight, it'll be two down, 70 to go. Rafters taking it day by day and a grind of a season. The 3-2. Breaking ball low and out. Schaefer did not go around. Another fantastic plate appearance put together by a Rafter here in this third inning. It's a six-pitch walk with two outs, runners on first and second. The baton continues to get passed down. It'll be the right-handed hitting third baseman Matt Brandt. Base hit back in the second. Came in to score on the drop third strike that was hustled out by Miles Vandenhoevel. It got through the wickets of the catcher of the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, Sikoski, to make it a 2-0 ballgame at the time. First pitch to Brandt. Off speed from Silfies, it's in there for a called strike. When we get to the fourth inning for the Dock Spiders, 6-7-8, righty-lefty-righty, Taylor, Prosek, Sikoski, Shue, the right fielder to follow before it gets back to the top of their order for the third time around. A one pitch, this is on the outside corner, trying to nibble away at it is Silfies, count evens 1-1. Four straight home games for the Rafters, facing three different opponents the next four nights. A heavy fastball from Silfies on the 1-1 delivery, cut on and missed by Brandt. It's now 1-2. Tonight with Fond du Lac, two with Waterloo, and then a home-and-home with Wausau Friday night here in Wisconsin Rapids, and then to the home of the Woodchucks on Saturday. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Down on strikes is Brandt, but a run gotten back by the Rafters once again. One coming across with two outs in the frame. A hard hit ball from Alex Brody getting past the glove of the second baseman Prosek to make it a 3-1 ball game. 6-7-8, two up for the Dock Spiders. Here in the top of the fourth from historic Witter Field, you're listening to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
The morning show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Another Rafters debut occurring here at Witter Field tonight in game two of 72 of this 2024 Northwoods League season. Game one of 36. Here at home, Andy Ockham on WFHR, the radio home of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Whether you're listening in via the Civic Media app, your FM dial at 97.5 FM, your AM dial at 1320, no matter how you are, thank you so much for listening to locally grown radio here in town. We'll be here for all 72 games of this season. A pitching change made for Kirk Schreider. First man out the chute today for Mike Spears' pitching staff. It's the right-hander, number 19, Cannon Restein. The 6'3 sophomore right-handed pitcher hails from Southwestern College, California Junior College, and it's a Spring Valley, California native. Made 22 outings this past season, all in relief. A 5.4 run average, I should say, a 1.54 whip, Didn't pick up a decision, an 0-0 record with one save, 23 and a third innings pitched. Final out of the season for him came against Long Beach back on May 5th, and it was a strong one. It's the 6-7-8 spots of this Doc Spider order. First pitch to Zach Taylor. This is for ball one. 3-1 the score if you're just joining us. No runs in the first for either team. Nothing in the top of the second either. Wisconsin Rapids getting the scoring start in the bottom half of the second inning with a two spot. One run added via a collection of walks for the Doc Spiders an inning ago. 1-1 the count on Taylor. Restine set, hands even with the Raptor lettering on the front of his jersey, and delivers a strike on the outside corner to make it 1-2. 9-1-2, lefty-righty-lefty, do it for the Raptors in the bottom half of the fourth. That's McClanahan, Vandenhoevel, and Boston. Taylor went down swinging back in the second, sits with a 1-2 count here. That one just misses, count evens 2-2. Talk about that final inning of the 2024 season back on May 5th for Restine. Was a strong one. Two frames, four hits, one run, walked one, punched out two against Long Beach to complete his 2024 collegiate campaign. 2-2, foul tip into the glove of Matthew for strike three. First batter faced as a Raptor, and it's a strikeout for Cannon Restine. Brandon Scott's day is done, the starter for your Raptors this evening. Finishes throwing three innings, firing 62 pitches, not allowing a hit. One run, though, and it was earned. Walking five and punching out four. It's the left-handed hitting second baseman, Drew Prosek. Grounded out three unassisted to retire the side back in the second against Scott. A 1-2-3 inning for the starting southpaw. First pitch breaking ball for Restine, misses for a ball. Bottom third of this Fondy order now with the right-handed hitting catcher, Cade Sikoski, on deck. The right fielder, Nicholas Shue, to follow. 1-0. Check swing on that fastball, and he does go around, says our home plate umpire this evening. Count evens 1-1. Restine, the right-hander, working on the first base side of the rubber. It's the signals from Jack Matthew, the 1-1, misses down and in. The run added for the Raptors in the third, thanks to a couple of walks to begin the inning. Nomar Basurto hit into a 4-6-3 double play. Alex Brody, though, reaching on an air, a ball getting under the glove. The second baseman, Prosek. 2-1 breaking ball, golfed into the air, right field, giving chase. There's Brody. Just out in front of the warning track, he makes the catch. Two up, two down for Restine here in the fourth. Cade Sikoski led off the prior inning in the third. The one run put up by the Doc Spiders. He flew out to the center fielder, that being Vandenhoevel. Sikoski also hit eighth and did the catching for the Doc Spiders yesterday on opening day. Stein, a long pause, nine on the pitch clock. Here he goes. First pitch caught on and missed by Sikoski. Great to see all of the Raptor faithful making the trip here on this final week of May to the ballpark and cheering on the Raptors in their 15th season in the Northwoods League. 0-1, tap foul by Sikoski. He's in the hole, nothing and two on Restine. As we saw last inning, it went from Jacob Bossy for Fondy to the bullpen. Zach Silfies came in, threw 14 pitches, walked one, punched out one. The run did come in to score with him out on the mound, but it wasn't charged to him. That one belongs to Bossy. Restine with four on the pitch clock, the 0-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. A three-pitch punch out of Cade Sikoski to retire the side. Cannon Restine's first inning as a Wisconsin Rapids Raptor is a fantastic one. 1-2-3 and a couple of punch-outs. We head to the bottom of the fourth here from Winterfield. 9-1-2, do up for the Raptors. You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Back here from historic Winter Field, Andy Ockham for Raptors Baseball on WFHR, locally grown radio. We're in the bottom of the fourth, 3-1 the score in favor of your Raptors, looking to win the home-and-home against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders to begin this 2024 Northwoods League season. 9-1-2 due up for the Raptors in this bottom half of the fourth inning. Against the right-hander towing the rubber for the Dock Spiders out of the bullpen, Zach Silfe is the 6'2 right-hander from Elizabethtown College. It'll be the left fielder, Tyler McClanahan, who had an RBI single with two outs in the second inning to get the scoring started this evening and in this ballgame for the Raptors. Following up him, it'll be the third time around, the top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel and Trotter Boston. For McClanahan out of Alabama State, he's gotten into the action already defensively, making a grab in left field to lead off the top of the second, and we'll get to face a right-hander for the first time here in a Raptors uniform. You hear the applause from the Winter Field fans, welcoming their left fielder as he steps into the box. First pitch breaking ball from Silfies lands right in there for a called strike. How about an impressive first inning as a Raptor for Cannon Restein? Strikeout, flyout, strikeout for the right-hander, relieving the southpaw Brandon Scott out of the bullpen. Check swing from McClanahan on a low and outside delivery from Silfies. He does go around, though. It's nothing in two. The original starting shortstop, a teammate, collegiate teammate, and obviously a Raptor teammate of McClanahan's, the 0-2 swung on and missed. A three-pitch punch out for Silfies to retire the leadoff man here in the bottom of the fourth. Kyler McIntosh joining the team today and hitting third as the shortstop was pulled from the game. Entering the top of the third, replaced by Mason Onati, who came into second. Trotter Boston, the opening day shortstop, started at second today and is there now. So it's the same double play combination up the middle that we saw yesterday in Fond du Lac. Just a few innings here into this one. First pitch to the right-handed hitting. Miles Vandenhoevel misses outside from Silfies for a ball. Vandenhoevel's third trip to the plate today. He led off the bottom of the first with a five-pitch walk. Struck out swinging, but a drop third in the dirt, and he hustled it out to first after it got through the wickets of the catcher Sikoski to bring in the second run of the ballgame for the Raptors. They lead it 3-1 here at Winter Field. 1-0, a breaking ball from Silfies catches the outside corner to even it up at 1-1. A run on no hits and two errors for the Dock Spiders. For your Raptors, three runs on two hits and no errors. Sun is out and shining. Turned out to be a beautiful evening for baseball here in Wisconsin Rapids as the 1-1 misses out for ball two on Vandenhoevel. Had the lightest of showers, a sprinkle, one would call it, earlier on in the afternoon. Overcast. We had 62, and overcast was the temperature yesterday in Fond du Lac. Turned out to be a beautiful sunny evening here at Winter Field. The 2-1 catches the outside corner on a fastball to Vandenhoevel. It's now 2-2 on the Raptors center fielder. Vandenhoevel looking to pick up the third knock of the evening for Wisconsin Rapids. Silfies is 2-2. Breaking ball misses low and out. Vandenhoevel seeing that one all the way in. He's worked a full count with one out and nobody on here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The 3-2. Breaking ball pops this one up lightly on the right side of the infield. It's the first baseman, Taylor, calling off Prosek to make the grab. Two up, two down for Silfies here in the bottom of the fourth. It'll be the now shortstop, Trotter Boston, stepping in for his third plate appearance today. He's 0-2, a ground out back to the mound in the first, and at the time, the starting pitcher, Jacob Bossy. His most recent trip to the plate in the bottom half of the second flew out to the left fielder, Knoll, to retire the side. Silfies' first delivery to the Raptors shortstop misses down